when I first saw you, man, I was like, yo, look at this fucking guy in Madonna's video. I couldn't believe that shit, man. You pizzled Madonna?
I what?
well, in our term, pizzle means
was
did,
that
did you
boning?
Oh yeah.
I didn't get near the punani. No.
Oh, you didn't get near the virgin.
I didn't
snatch.
Jump on that. I don't think it was a virgin. So. Yeah. In fact, I hosted the MTV Awards in Europe, and she started the show. You know, sunglasses, really tight leotard, and so Borat comes on afterwards and just said, "Who was he?" It was very brave of MTV to start the show with a genuine transvestite. You could only tell because of the hands and testes section.
Yeah, what?
So, yeah, that show went out to 500 million people. So it was an interesting thing.
Yo, this is the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff, and I'm chilling in my favorite place in Las Vegas, Hardeen.
Yeah, man. I thought we were the only ones that was banned from countries, man. I heard you're banned from Kazakhstan.
That's right. I mean, after that show, anyway, the government of Kazakhstan got a little bit pissed off after the MTV Awards because I was hosting it as Borat, and I invited on the president of Kazakhstan.
No way.
As Borat, you know, but we had like an actor playing the president of Kazakhstan. So I kissed him on each cheek and then got on my knees and kissed him on each testicle.
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah, in front of a crowd of 12,000. The guy was wearing underpants, but still, come on. Anyway, the president of Kazakhstan got so angry that the foreign minister held a press conference where they said that they were going to sue me.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they
so
said
the whole country.
Yeah, so the country has taken me on. Borat did a response, and now the government of Kazakhstan took out a 4-page ad in the New York Times to try and show that they're like,
"Get out
we
of here.
Are a civilized country. Do not believe this man Borat." I met this guy who works with, you know, the old President Clinton. He went out to Kazakhstan. He said they sat down with the Kazaki president. And within 15 minutes, the Kazaki president, Nazarbayev, looked at President Clinton and just said, "You know this man Borat is nothing like us." I mean, they had this statement at the beginning when I started doing this in England where it was like, "Mr. Borat says that the ping pong disco dance and rape are customs in Kazakhstan and hobbies. We like to make clear that only the first two are. His mustache is clearly not a Kazakh mustache. This is a Uzbeki mustache."
I can't believe he's still alive, man.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, the Kazaki leader of the opposition party got found with two bullets in his head.
Get out of here, for real?
For real. Kazakhstan is the seventh biggest country in the world.
So it's like Dubai or it's like...
It's like south of Russia.
Oh, okay. Oh,
west of China and like east of Afghanistan. You got to check it out.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Yes, this is DJ Who Kid, Who's House Podcast. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it? Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of working against yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And you know I'm a busy guy. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/who today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, and that's HELP, BetterHelp.com/who, and that's WHOO.
What up, what up, y'all? You know who it is, your boy Jaden Kiss. You want to smoke like I smoke and vibe how I vibe? Hardeen is where you got to pull up to.
Hardeen sounds.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy, man. You graduated from like an incredible college. You're very smart in history. Is that how you trick these politicians to come to your show?
Well, the thing was, yeah, I mean, I went to this, I went to this posh university, and it, the only good thing that came out of it was I know how these guys think, you know, and with Ali G, you've got to work out what they're going to answer to your questions, and then you can push them in a certain way, you know.
But you know what's so crazy? Like, you've had, like I saw the Donald Trump one where he figured you out, and he ran off.
I just think he didn't want to be sitting in a room with Ali G. So he's like, man, I'm getting out of it, you know.
You wear the outfit, too. That's what's so funny, man. You got, like, all these high-profile dudes, but you got your DJ outfit on. That's just, like, so hilarious, man.
Well, that's what happens. I walk in the room, and I'm dressed. If people who haven't seen it, I've got, like, these wraparound yellow glasses. Yeah. Tommy Hilfiger, like, do-rag on. I got this goatee beard. I'm all blinged up, you know. And they're like, surely this guy's the sound man, or he's like, you know, some, you know, he's the guy just carrying in the bags. And then I get introduced as the guy who's the interviewer. And suddenly, these politicians' faces drop. And I like, when I was with Pat Buchanan, you know who he is?
Yeah. Oh,
and like, even before the camera's rolling, I have to convince them that I'm an idiot. So I'm like, yo, man. What's your name? And he's like, Pat Buchanan. I go, how does that spell that? And he's like, B-U-C-H-A. I go, no, man. How does that spell Pat? And he's like, P-A-T. I go, you're slow down. Slow down, man. Not all of us went to Harvard, man. And he's like, P-A-T. I go, right. So it's like cat, yeah? For real? He's like, yeah. Yeah, it's like cat. But with a P at the front. Yeah, with a P. Is this a P? And like, show him the thing. He goes, no, that's a D. It's a D. Well, whatever. It's going to be easier for me to read like that. That's how I represent P, man. And this is like before the whole camera's rolling. So he realizes he's stuck in a room with an idiot, you know, so.
Yo, and you have him sitting there for a long time. That's why he'd be bugging me out.
Yeah, I hold them there.
The whole interview.
I keep them on lockdown, yeah. They're not moving when I'm there.
Are they, like, too embarrassed to get up, or they're just like, this is running?
You know, the thing is, when you got a camera rolling in front of you, you don't want to diss the guy that you're with. So you're just, you know, you're there for the long haul. They never walk out.
So, you know, what kind of music you listen to, man? What?
Africa Bambaata.
Get out.
And the Soul Sonic Force.
Okay.
Planet Rock. Yeah, old school English B-boy.
So we're going to keep it cracking. Who Kid? Sasha Baron Cohen. Pow.
Big bankers. Banker. Bank on me. Spend on me. She gon' leave. What? Yeah, rap G. Yeah, keep it G. Fuck with me. Bank on me, here rap cheese. Big bank on me, all hell king. Aliante ring, it's a scary thing. My trap phone go brrr, that's the plug or ring. She my sneaky link, she give me everything. Diamonds on Bugatti, club doing Blue Betty. Game ready, you ready? My niggas be shooting steady. Hood got photos with Getty. Hood got whatever you ready. Hood bitch, get bitch petty. Fuck that, my bitch bad and bougie. Fuck it, I chill with them villains. Be clip with none of they peeling. Straight up the gutter, I'm sinning. Trapping so hard, it's the feeling.
Yo, man, I want to know, like, a crazy guy like you, do you control groupies? Do you have your own groupies? I got my own pizzles all over the world. During the Madonna thing, you didn't get no groupies during that time?
I had groupies there, but I had a very aware girlfriend, man, who, like, had me on lockdown. She was surrounding me, and she was a tough fighter. She was ready to kill.
I see you like Australian girls.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm kind of Jewish, too. You know, all my friends are Jewish.
Oh, really?
What? My lawyer's Jewish. My program director's Jewish.
You're Jewish,
one of I got Dan the Man on my show. He's Jewish.
You're a Hebe.
You know?
You're a Red Sea pedestrian.
You know, happy Hanukkah, you know?
I don't know. What's you got it down.
What's going on? You're Jewish also, right?
Let me just check.
How did the Jews come here in America?
How did the Jews come to America?
Yeah, because we came, you know, boat-wise.
They came by boat. They came by boat.
Get out of here.
I think you Haitians rode, though, didn't you? I think you're big men.
Yo.
I always wondered how Jews came. I thought that, you know, those old, what do you call those old school planes with the two pedals? I thought they all came in planes in here. I didn't know that.
Spread the seas, man.
Oh,
walked on the seabed.
I'm surprised this guy is still alive, man. You got like homosexuals trying to kill you, politicians, countries. Yeah.
Well, I interviewed the head of the FBI.
What? And, get out of here.
Yeah. I interviewed the head of the FBI, and that's a tough building to get into, you know?
Wow. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I interviewed the head of the FBI. I interviewed the head of the CIA. And it was like, yo, man, cast your mind back to the grassy knoll. Who was it who actually shot JR?
I said JR.
He's like, you mean JFK? Well, whatever, man. Whatever, he was known by a couple of different names. So, yeah, I've interviewed some interesting guys. CIA, FBI. We interviewed a lot of racists as well in the deep south, you know. I do this gay character called Bruno.
Yeah.
I went down. He's gay in Austria and it speaks like this. Hello. And basically, I went down to the Mississippi-Alabama football game in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa. I don't know if you've been down to Alabama.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, don't step foot in Alabama. The moment they saw a gay Austrian man step on their field, the whole crowd started booing and chanting faggot. And I don't know if you've ever had 40,000 people chant faggot at you.
Wow.
Have you?
Not really. Nah, not me.
Sure you haven't. You've only got up to 500. Anyway, they start chanting faggot. They start chanting faggot, wow. Spitting, throwing beer at me. And I'm like, I'm going to die here. But I had a bodyguard. I had a bodyguard there. And I turned to look for the bodyguard. The bodyguard was running out of the stadium. So it was just me. And these police were trying to throw me back into the stadium. And I was going, they are going to kill me. You know, they've made it clear. They're going, people coming out going, we're going to fucking kill you. You know, going to fucking rip you off, fucker. You know, fucking faggot. I was like, I'm going to die here. I'm going to die just for making a joke.
Wow, man.
I mean, it gets pretty violent at one point. With that same character, the gay character, I interviewed this wrestling frat boy kind of team. They're these eight wrestlers. And I'm going, oh, teach me how to wrestle. Oh, no. And I'm like wrestling with these guys. Oh, my God, you're so great. You're so good looking. I managed to get them to, I go, take your claws off. Let's see your muscles. And like these guys are like all pumped up going, whoa, spring break. And like their top, you know, get their tops off and they're like doing push-ups and all that. I go, come on, let's see the Asha. And they go, the what, man? I go, come on, the Asha. So they get like their asses out. And I go, okay, let's see a little bit of the Fleischwaffe. And they go, what, man? I go, the let's see a bit of the front. I go, no, man, no. Come on, just the tip. And it goes, no, man, I'm not going to do that. And all the time, this like wrestler's got his hand down his underpants, like he's playing with himself. On, you know, Justin Kell's giving himself a bit of length. And I go, come on, let me, I'm not going to touch you on your Kugelsack. And he's going, I don't know, man. I'm not going to go in your Puppenschaft. Eventually, this guy pulls down his trousers and his underpants, and he is there naked. And he goes, whoa! And then I go, I said, yo, you know, tell us who you are. And he goes, yeah, my name's Matthew Jerome. I go, tell us where you're from. He goes, yo, I'm from, yo, big up, spring break, 2004, spring break, 2004. And I said, and say hi to everybody in Austria. He goes, yo, everybody in Austria, woo, 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 woo. I said, say hi to everybody at Gay TV. And he goes, he stops, he goes, gay what? And I go, Gay TV. He goes, this isn't Gay TV. I go, yeah, what do you think it is? Why do you think I'm trying to look at your flash valve? At that point, he punched the cameraman in the face.
Booyah, Kasha.
Yeah, man. It got a little crazy.
Giving mad props to my main man, Eminem, however you is known, Marshall Mathers and Slim Shadwick or whatever. Mad props.
You know, the idea is that, you know, the idea is to get the most powerful white people who run the country.
Wow.
You know? And that's it, and to make them look like idiots, you know. So it's not the other way around.
Yo, man, we got to get you involved with 50, man. You know we're doing a video. Do you live in L.A.? We got a video tomorrow.
I'm in L.A. today, but I'm kind of, I live in England, you know.
Oh, okay, so you go back and forth.
Yeah.
Wow, and they allow you back and forth in a country like that with all the shit you be doing?
It's getting a little crazy. The Department of Homeland Security, the person who runs that is not pleased with me. Because I did a thing with Ali G where I managed to break into NASA. They got the person who runs the Department of Homeland Security used to run NASA.
Oh my God.
They got in shit with the White House afterwards. So, yeah, that's led to things being a little bit tricky.
So we're both in the same thing. We're both on a Federalist.
You on the federal list?
Yeah, we hanged with Gaddafi.
Did you?
Yeah, in Venice. He was a cool guy. He had hip-hop gear on.
Really?
Yeah, he had a little chain. Like, I don't know if it was 10 carat or 8 carat, but he had gold on. But
he's an interesting guy.
We got to set you up, man.
All right, man.
Booyaka Shaji giving mad props to DJ Who Kid, innit? Big up yourself. West End's massive in the house. Aight. Sada pop.
Nigga, do it again. Already made it, I'ma prove it again. Play this game, yeah, I'm playing to win. All these chicks in my bed, all this pit for my head. All this getting this bread, all these niggas upset. Wish it was them instead, but it's me. Lighting another joint for my enemies. Another 100 million for my friends to see. What we doing?
Pulling up, smoking, baby.
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 Then we go.
Hop out, spin it all, jump back in.
Then we go.
Hop out, spin it all, jump back in.
Then we go.
Hop out, spin it all, jump back in.
Then we go.
Hop out, spin it all, jump back in.
Why
are
you trying to smoke like me when you know you can't hide it? I'm a motherfucking G. I be up in the sky, you ain't nothing like me.
I be smoking and riding down the motherfucking street. I ain't ducking and hiding, letting everybody see I'm looking like the supplier. Got with everybody need, even when they try to fight it, I'll be there without a key. I don't even know why you trying to be like me.
What up, what up, what up? It's your player partner checking in. 2 Chainz. Right now you're checking out some cool ass Hardeen sounds.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.